Real quick, want to mention David Puigros from Riverside, one of our loyal P1s. Won tickets to Yachtly Crew, and we got another pair coming up 7-10 night at the Whiskey on March the 29th. Is that the Beyonce song?
Yeah.
Also, I think David Puigros is in the Mafia.
He's in the Mafia.
He's in the Circle of Trust. Big P1.
I like the Beyonce.
I'm into it. And you know what? It's so fun because, like, I think Beyonce, there's a couple women I think define our generation music, right? You got to put Adele in there.
Yep.
Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Beyonce. Right? What did Taylor Swift do over the last 10 years? She's done a country album. She's done a kind of hip hop. She did an alt album recently.
A dance album.
Beyonce is like, I see anything you can do, Taylor, I can do too.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm from Texas. We're going to do this country album. And I'm going to go straight to the top of the charts. That's amazing to transcend hip hop, R&B, country. Amazing.
Agreed. Yeah, good for her.
And it's authentic.
And by the way, you've seen her in concert, right?
Amazing.
She puts on an unbelievable show.
Did you go see her recently?
I did. I saw her at SoFi.
And she was great?
She was great.
I assume she would just be a hell of a show.
Oh, my God. She's got such a voice. I mean, Taylor Swift is a great performer.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have the voice that Beyonce has. Beyonce's got pipes. She can really,
really
sing.
That is a gift from God. I mean, not quite Adele, but up there.
Yeah. It's a presence on the stage, too, where you can just, like, you can feel that Beyonce's on stage.
Yeah. All right, so we do have a 2 o'clock call of the day. It is Thomas in Downey. Thomas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's up?
That's your turn to talk.
So I'm calling, I was listening to the show yesterday. And you guys were talking about paranormal activity
and if people
believe in it.
Yes.
So I have a little story I'd like to share.
Please do.
So, can we get some X-Files
years
music?
Old and
is it about Polly?
I'm not closed-minded about the whole situation.
Yep.
Okay.
I never had any experiences. But about 4 years ago, my grandma passed away. And I wasn't ready for that moment, right?
Yeah, right. Of course.
So when that happened, she passed away when I was at work. So my family called me and told me that she passed away.
Yep.
So I raced home to get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, I'm still a little emotional about it, but I never had like any ghost experiences, but
right.
The night she passed away, I had a dream about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to her and she was trying to float away, I guess, to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped up and I grabbed her by her ankles. And I told her, Grandma, no, I can't let you go. Like, I'm not ready. And she just looked at me super calm and was like, you got to let me go. And I was like, I'm not ready to let you go, Grandma. It's not time. And she's like, I lived 98 years. It's time. And I was like, dang.
Wow.
I had to just let it go, but
That's an amazing
my
story.
My little moment.
All right, cool. Hey, Thomas, thank you.
See, Mace, you got to believe a little bit now.
Well, I told the story yesterday about the one night the lights flicked on at my house.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I found out that my grandfather passed away.
Wow.
So I was almost like, I mean, did he flick on the lights on his way out the door? Maybe.
Yeah.
That sounds like what was going on there.
But he actually had like a physical situation where she grabbed onto the ankles. That's amazing. Paranormal activity is real, Mason. Just because you don't want to believe it, it's real.
Momo, you're a Cancer,
where are
you?
So you
got to believe
you
it, right?
Yeah.
You're a let's not do the astrology thing.
It
oh
is.
My
it's
God.
A thing. It's a thing.
Yeah,
it's a
thing for other people. It's not
I'm
a thing
into the
for
woo.
Me.
No.
Yeah, I like the woo.
Yeah.
But I don't like the horoscope part of it.
Why?
I don't think the horoscopes.
Pretty good and woo-y. That's so good.
But horoscopes are
what
stupid.
Is the woo again, Momo?
It's everything that's not quite covered by science.
Spiritual.
Woo-ay doesn't change anything.
Yeah,
woo-ay.
Yeah.
Vibey. Very
energy.
Manifesting.
Energy.
Yeah, energy. Right.
I have stones all over.
Universal thing. You know, all that.
If you believe
it,
you move into a new house and you get the sage.
Get the sage.
Yeah,
get the Palo Santo. Get the candle.
I actually do the sage.
Me too.
Yeah. Did you sage your apartment?
No, I don't do this whole sage thing. Why? My apartment's great.
Saying like you should it's never too late.
I will get
I'll
a
bring
Yeah, what you're supposed to do
is... Yeah, what do you do it for?
You take the burning sage and you hold it, like, especially in the corners of your apartment, and you clap, and it's supposed to clear any energy out.
You just clear if there's any bad energy or the previous owner's energy, and you just... And then you actually are supposed to get sweetgrass, too, to welcome in good spirits and stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do some baseball.
I have good energy in my apartment. I don't know if I need it.
All right, so Momo, you were just at spring training.
Oh, and the sun came out. So I got there Friday night, and my girlfriends had been there all day Friday, so I kind of joined the party late.
Yep.
And that's always an interesting experience.
Sure.
But I think I brought the sun because they got rained out on Friday night, which doesn't happen in Arizona very
often. Hardly ever.
They had a couple of rainouts in a row. The Dodgers rained out Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday, the sun came out, and there was new grass on the field, and Shohei Ohtani played on Sunday before I went home.
Nice.
Did you see him?
Yeah. He actually had four at-bats. The Dodgers batted around in the first inning. So it was one of those, like, usually spring training people are pre-gaming in the parking lot, and they get there late, and my girlfriends and I were like, we got to get in there early to see Shohei because he bats early. Like, it's Mookie, and then Shohei, and then Freddie. So he bats second. And we made sure we saw the first at-bat, and then he had a second at-bat in the first inning because they batted around against Brandon, how do you say his name?
Brandon Fott. Fat? I think it's Fat,
actually. P-H-A-A-T?
It's P-F-A-A-D-T. It's Fott.
Fott.
Yeah, Fott.
Let's just say
Brandon
Fott.
Brandon Fott.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, Brandon Fatt's kind of a weird name.
Yeah, yeah.
They batted around against him, and they
were
just
rolling. Like when Shohei steps to the plate? Does the place go silent?
The entire stadium stands up.
Stands up. It's quiet
just
or
like,
loud?
It's quiet, and everybody's like, oh, it's Shohei.
Cameras out.
I had my camera out. I was like, he's such an attraction. They have Shohei shirts now. There's like all these cool new memorabilia shirts that you can get. And it's like he's just a spectacle. Like, I mean, it's not that you want to take Mookie and Freddie for granted,
right?
But Shohei is the show. I mean, he's the reason why everybody. He's the new guy. There's a curiosity about him.
Yep.
The first at bat, he kind of struck out looking, but it was not exciting. But it was still exciting to see him in the batter's box.
Weirdly, it feels like there's some mystery around him.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of, well, I don't think it's weird. I think he cultivates that.
Yeah, he wants it. He wants to be a mystery.
He wants to be a mystery.
Yeah, he reveals as little as possible. And then when you do find out even a little grain of information.
Like he got married. We don't know who he married.
Yeah. The Dodgers didn't know he got married. They found out the same way all of us found out.
Right.
So that's the whole thing by itself. Yeah. And we don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Just a normal woman from Japan.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all he said. Normal woman from Japan.
Yeah.
I've known for three to four years.
He's got this sort of like majestic presence in the box too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see he's up right now.
Yeah.
They're playing the Giants in a spring training game.
Yeah, Mookie single.
And it's just the way that he stands there.
Oh yeah, he's at the plate
right
calm.
Now. Then he kind of puts his bat up and it's like.
He's 2-for-2 with two singles so far today.
He's got this like calmness that it feels majestic.
Yeah, he is. I think he's the biggest star in LA since Kobe.
Yes.
I'll go with that.
Yes. That's bigger than LeBron.
Yeah, I think so. I think
so. Well, why? It's the mystery of it.
It's the mystery that he's a riddle wrapped in a mystery.
So it's kind of a little bit different. So it depends on what you're thinking. Are you thinking like biggest star overall or biggest people love him more? Because
that's a different question.
That's because Shohei is loved more, but LeBron is probably the bigger overall star.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
LeBron is a worldwide.
Yeah.
Right. Industry for all intents and purposes.
And it's NBA versus baseball. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah. Shohei, it's 2-2. Dodgers and San Francisco. He's at the plate right now. So much fun to watch. Let's do this. Let's do this, Shohei. Let's do it right now. Steps out of the box. So I was all ready
and he
steps out of the
up.
Box.
Damn. But I mean, like, I'm excited for you to go see him in person.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because it's like the whole stadium. And we were all like, oh, they're going to leave him in for his fourth at bat. Is he going to stay in? And they left him in for one more. And then he got
Shohei hits one down the right field line. Is that a double?
Oh,
no,
I thought it was a foul.
You screwed up my call. I was doing a special call.
We're not allowed to do play-by-play.
I'm not doing play-by-play.
I did it on purpose.
Not doing play-by-play. So, Momo, you mentioned earlier Gavin Lux, who started at shortstop, got moved to second base, was a butcher at shortstop, and yesterday threw one away at second base, a really routine one. Didn't communicate well with Chris Taylor on a pop fly. That thing dropped. I mean, is he...
The double play that he had with Mookie was not good either. It was messed up the timing.
He's got, literally got the yips. And you mentioned earlier that you had the yips once. Describe that.
Well, it's hard to say how the yips start, right? They just start. Something happens or there's a one throw or somebody says something. But the way I can describe it, at least for myself, is that I used to just throw the ball.
Yep.
And I'd never thought about it. The ball would be hit to you and you would throw it in. You'd hit your cutoff man. You'd throw it on a hop
second
or whatever
nature.
It was second nature. It was muscle memory. And then when I got to college, they said, you know, the way you spin, the spin that you have on the ball that you throw, it's more like 3 to 9 and we want you to be 6 to 12. Because you'll hurt with as much as we're going to throw here.
Then you had to think.
You can have some elbow stuff. So then I'm thinking about how my spin is. I'm thinking about the release point and how my hand snaps instead of just throwing the ball.
Shohei strikes out.
But it looked good, didn't
high
it?
Fastball.
Yeah, that one didn't look good. He swung at a really high fastball.
Yeah, he swung at a really high
fastball.
Nowhere
near it.
But that's going to happen.
Okay. It's okay. You know, he does strike out sometimes.
Yeah, he strikes out a lot.
Look
actually.
How hard he swung.
Yeah, he
See?
Did. He
it
swung
looked
big.
Good, I thought.
It looks good, but he strikes out a lot. That's going to happen. Keep going.
But you become aware of something that you never thought about. That was an automatic process for you. And
right.
And all of a sudden, you're thinking about it. And then once you're thinking about it, you're always thinking about it. And something that should just be muscle memory becomes a big, giant thing, and then people start talking about the big giant thing, and that's all that you're defined by. And every night you think about it, and every time the ball's hit to you, you're like, I gotta throw the ball right.
Right.
And I got to the point where I could always throw it long, like from right field, I could always throw home, and I could always throw to third.
Yeah.
But throwing it short to first or second was hard because I couldn't just throw it as hard as I could.
Right,
I had to
you couldn't
aim
control
it.
The power.
Yeah, you had to aim it. You were thinking about don't throw it overhead.
Aiming, hey, that's the other thing. You can't aim.
So I actually read this book that was called The Mental Game of Tennis.
Okay.
That's a big sports psychology book. I still probably have the copy. It's like highlighted and underlined. And it becomes this thing that defines you. It's like you question your whole being. Like, what's
wrong
with
me? So do you think that's
me?
Where Gavin Lux is right
now?
Yeah.
Did you get out of it? Were you able to, you fixed your
never
yips?
Fully.
Never fully. So it was always right there,
when we
right?
play in the celebrity softball game, it's still there.
It's still there. So when you're throwing
by
in...
the way, nobody cares at the celebrity softball game. You're fine.
Well, it's for yourself.
No, but it's for yourself. Because here's the thing that finally worked for me. I've seen a lot of people go through it, and I every time I see a player go through that, Dodgers just hit a home run.
Will Smith, that's the second of the season, spring training.
I see somebody go through it, it's like I have such tremendous empathy because I know how much it affects every part of your life.
Yeah.
Like your whole life, you just feel like, what's wrong with me?
See, I wonder
why can't I just throw the stupid ball?
I wonder if, because it's spring training.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dave should have just kept him at short to figure it out.
Absolutely not.
No?
Absolutely not. And most
because once you quote unquote demote him to say, I mean, defensively, it's
no, that's
a more
hard
catch
too.
All
now
position.
He's really thinking about
now,
it.
Now he's now you've made him think even more.
He's already in his head, and the way that this season is going to go, the amount of expectations you have on the team, and the amount of expectations that are on Dave Roberts himself, are something that he cannot afford to do those kind of things. You can't put a shortstop in with the yips to start the season.
This
it's
is how
not,
I finally.
Work.
I never conquered it, but I learned to play with it, and I got enough that I could still throw the ball and they could leave me in the game.
Yeah.
Right? Like you didn't have to take me out. Is part of the thing that in the mental game of tennis that you learn is you have to visualize positive outcomes.
Yes.
So when you catch the ball, instead of thinking, don't throw it away, you have to think and see in your head the ball going where you want it to go. So it's something about, it's a mental trick. So I've known a pitcher in softball, there was a girl at UCLA who had the same thing. Nobody could hit the ball at first, so they would bunt, and then she couldn't throw the ball to first base. Mm. And she conquered it by running to first base, throwing on the run all the time.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to get your brain to do something else so that you're not thinking about don't screw up.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to figure it out before they get to South Korea.
And it's so hard because there's so much pressure on him, and you have to do it with the world watching.
So some guys never figure it out or have a hard time. We found a clip today.
This is so good.
Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, God.
Remember, he had all kinds of problems.
Oh,
and he was throwing over the head of the first baseman. So we found this call. Listen.
And these are the problems that have become well documented over the last few days. Throwing it into the stands. And ironically enough, the ball hit Keith Olbermann's mother right between the eyes. She was all right,
but
the glasses
gosh.
Were broken.
We were just looking at like a rabbit hole of Chuck Knoblauch YouTube videos, and that was the first one.
So
that came
first of all, how did he recognize Keith Olbermann's mom?
Well, that was probably like a highlight show that just knew that it was.
Yeah,
but still.
Oh my gosh! Now it's not just you screwing up; you're like hurting old ladies.
Hurting old lady, exactly.
And Keith Olbermann's mom.
All right. Yeah. Tell you what, coming up. Let me do this real. I know I'm going to save that. Madness is here. Momo. Madness.
Yes.
And you can spend the first official day of the tournament with the whole crew at 710 ESPN next Thursday, March the 21st, all day live broadcast at the Islands Restaurant in Manhattan Beach, 3200 North Sepulveda Boulevard inside Manhattan Village. This is like walking distance from Ireland's house. Ireland's son works part-time at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. And we want to see you out there, Travis and Slee, me and Ireland, Shadano and Cap. We'll be there until 7 o'clock. Come out, press the flesh with us, watch some hoops, and get your chance to win great prizes. 710 hits the South Bay next Thursday. Thanks to Islands Restaurants, your local paradise. All right, coming up next, I want to do that story about the concessions at Dodger Stadium, a ranking of concession prices. Plus, we'll talk a little pickleball. We're all playing in the Pickleball Madness Tournament coming up. We'll talk about that. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, so Brian Cohen.
Wait. You can go to Brian Cohen a second. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, of course.
What is it?
This is the theme song for Austin Powers?
Right, yeah, because you look like number two from Austin Powers. You see what Brian's doing? You got to give him credit for when he does things
Thank you. Credit.
Laura, I'm liking this hat. It's a good look for you. Laura's walking in here with
She's ready for Yali Crew.
Oh, thank you.
She got a sailor's cap on.
So I want Brian to tell an amazing story.
It is an amazing story.
So everybody around here likes playing Prize Picks. You hear about it all the time on the station. And Brian Cohen is a regular player. And Brian, describe what happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. So first time ever.
Yep.
6-for-6, 6-leg parlay, all Red Devils, too. So the harder odds, Saturday night NBA.
Red Devils. What is Red Devil?
It's like, so they have like three odds. You have the Green Goblins, which is like a lower odd than the standard line.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Red Devil, which is a little higher odd. So like if AD's normal line is 20.5, the Red Devil might be like 25.5.
Okay, so it's like a reverse teaser.
Right, yeah. So it's like the odds get boosted up like crazy.
So you went 6-for-6. How much did you bet?
6-for-6, $10. Hit for $980.
$980! Way to go, Brian Cohen.
Wow. That's incredible.
I was winning it, too. It was 4 3-point odds, like, take the over on guys hitting threes, and then two scores.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And by the way, you were in bed dying at the time.
Yeah, in bed sick. Couldn't, you know, barely keep my eyes open.
But you know what? Sick, but you got a little action.
That's what gets you going.
Oh, I was feeling good the next day.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Not on Monday because he didn't come into work.
Yeah, just money to spend.
I got it.
Shopping spree.
He's like, hey, man, I had extra cash. I don't got to go to work.
So, So, by the way, this is part of Mythical Money as well that we do sometimes. Yeah. And Prize Picks is the sponsor of Mythical Money and is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Way to go, Brian.
Thank you. I got one more thing on Prize Picks, too. Kay. So I had a MLB season bet, you know, six guys all over on the season.
Yes.
And one of them was Garrett Cole, over 220 strikeouts. So I messaged them this morning saying, oh, what happens if I, you know, he doesn't play?
If he misses the year, yeah.
They already fully refunded me the bet. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah. Nice.
I just said the Garrett Cole part kind of scares me, and they instantly refunded it to me.
Oh, nice.
So.
Nice. That's smart.
That is smart.
That's smart.
Good customer service.
Do we know on Garrett Cole? Is he? I know they were getting multiple evaluations. And Once you get second opinions and third opinions, you know there's trouble. So next Saturday is Pickleball Madness.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be so great. Last year was a blast. This will be our second annual pickleball event. It's going to be, you want to be there. It's fun. Now, first of all, Momo, do you know that March the 23rd is one famous person's birthday?
I think been to this person's birthday party.
Really?
In the past.
Yeah.
No
way.
Was
that a good Italian place in
Venice?
That's
right. That was my 50th birthday party.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah, it was me.
That doesn't count.
That's how I know. Damn. And also, I have done your horoscope, so I know everything about
you. That's true.
Oh.
You know everything. You know everything.
Oh. He's an Aries. It fits.
He's a cusp, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
he's an Aries cusp.
All right. You guys have your little astrology sidebar.
I mean, I read you all the stuff, and you're like, whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
Dude.
So
it's real if you want it to be real.
Yeah. Correct. Now,
it's real.
It is my birthday. It is also the 20th anniversary of the exact start of Mason and Ireland on 710 ESPN. We started in 2004 on March 23, my birthday.
It was actually your birthday.
It was actually my birthday the day we started.
That's crazy.
And you showed up. Your birthday.
Yeah.
Well, no, you do
I
show
had
up
to
on your
show
birthday.
Up for that show number one. First one. You can't take that one off.
I don't think you've ever taken your birthday off.
No, I like.
Me too. I like working on my birthday.
What is that? Why do people do that?
Because you get a lot more attention.
If you're here.
No, yeah, if you're here, you get attention.
Right.
If you're not here, you don't get attention.
Right. But don't you think you want people to celebrate your birthday a little bit?
But a lot of people take their birthday off.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why would you take that off?
I have done that in the past, and it sucked. There was a few times where, like, I took it off and I went someplace, you know, that was okay.
You're rebooting it?
Yeah, rebooting.
It's okay. But, like, when I took it off and there was a couple of days I was like, I'm going to not work on my birthday this year, see how this goes. And then, you know, you get a bunch of Facebook messages, but the rest of it is like,
oh, my God, there are so many Facebook messages.
You're just sitting around.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was like, I'll go to dinner
with my husband. If it's your birthday, aren't you in it for the adulation?
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
So I will say that, like, if you're in an office building where you're sitting in a cubicle and you know, just typing on your computer,
I get that.
We're sitting here in a playground talking about sports and life.
But
I think Cappy
might have taken his birthday off.
He does.
Well, but if someone's going to take their birthday off, it's Cappy, right?
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
But he's missing out on all the fun stuff that goes along with it.
Right. You get birthday shout outs.
Yeah.
Chris Morales makes you an open.
An open.
An open, yeah. So, Bergman, who are you playing pickleball with next Saturday?
I am playing with the big CY, Clint Yates.
Oh.
So we played last year after everything was all said and done, and we're really good.
Now, I've played with Clinton.
He's good.
He is very good.
Serious.
Very serious. Clinton is very serious about everything.
Girl, me neither.
Before. Okay.
We good.
We on the same page?
We good.
So
we
it's
good.
Momo and Laura.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You guys are going to be good. I think
I've
you're
never
win a
played
match.
Before.
Brian, are you playing?
Yeah, playing with DeAndre.
With
is there
DeAndre?
Gonna be a practice round?
Did you go do the practice with him?
We haven't yet. We're going to get out there at least once, but I've never even held a paddle. So,
me neither.
We're going to be fine.
You know, I watched a 5-minute YouTube video. I know all the rules.
Here's the thing about pickleball.
Oh, I don't.
It's easy to be good enough to not be bad.
Okay.
Agreed. That's the right way to put it.
You can kind of pick it up. Like, for example, now I'm going to pickleball camp this weekend. That's why I'm off on Friday and off on Monday.
Amazing.
What's that?
You're going to have a teacher?
Not exactly, but I'm going somewhere where they've got pickleball courts, and I intend to do intensive training for the tournament.
Good.
No, you don't.
I'm going to. For real.
Intensive training?
Intensive training. It's pickle. I view this weekend as pickleball camp.
You're playing with Lindsay, right?
I'm playing with Lindsay. Our team name is Frenemies because obviously we've had our clashes in the past.
One or two.
But I think it's going to be great. It's if you are available and excited for next Saturday, it is the Agape Pickleball Center at Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. It starts at 10 a.m., goes to 4. There's food, there's drinks, there's games, there's fun zone. March Madness will be on. Plus, you can sign the biggest birthday card in the world for Steve Mason and celebrate Mason and Ireland's 20th anniversary on ESPN LA.
Should we get him something, Laura?
Yeah.
Should we get something for Mason?
What do you
for
get the guy that has
everything
he needs?
Suavecito.
Yeah,
Suavecito.
Thank you. So I use hair product. I've mentioned this on the show before. I use Suavecito. And somebody must have heard it because from,
that's a lot of it too.
From Santa Ana, the home of Suavecito, they sent me the exact product that I use.
Wow.
And a lot of it.
And a lot of it.
Let me see.
Lifetime supply.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what makes the hair look great. So thank you to Suavecito out in Santa Ana.
Mace.
Yeah.
I know you don't believe in the paranormal. But
oh,
hold
Lord.
On. Espérate. Espérate yeah. tantito, pero hold yeah. on.
Okay.
Okay. So Josh, shout out to Josh, who's one of the owners from Craft of Smoke and Fire. He listens.
Okay.
And he said they have a brewery called Villains out in Anaheim. He said it was haunted. They actually had to have an exorcism. They had to have a medium go over there. And he goes, dude, it was so crazy. And we still have a spirit in there.
There's so, still a spirit, even after the exorcism.
Stubborn spirit. That's in there.
You know what I say to him?
He still doesn't believe it.
Cuckoo. He's cuckoo.
Bro.
Cuckoo.
Maybe we throw Mason in like with the spirit.
Oh, I'll go. I'm not afraid of spirits. Put me in the, what's
haunted
the?
Haunted hotel.
Haunted hotel. Ireland's always going on. I'm in a haunted, come on.
So Beto Duran sent me a picture at a pickleball court. He's playing pickleball with, I think, Sedano, Mike Trudell, and DeMarco Farr. So
that's a good group right
that,
there.
That is a good
group.
But also, he said he sent Suavecito. The owner sent it. This owner sent of Suavecito
wow.
sent that to you.
Yeah, I think it's three guys in Santa
because
Ana.
Because of Beto. Yeah, it was because of Beto.
Because of Beto. So, well, thank you to Suavecito people, and thank you to Beto. Yeah. All right, so next Saturday, expect you to be there. By the way, thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Head into your neighborhood, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pickleball next Saturday. Want to see you out there. All right, I'm eventually, you know I was going to get to it, the concession prices at Dodger Stadium.
Eventually.
We will do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. You know, life is a journey. Thank you, by the way. Last week I mentioned that I was going through I call them an emotional slump. I was in an emotional slump. And thanks for all the support. Everybody said something about it on social media and all that stuff, and I appreciate it. And that's the most important lesson is that you got to tell somebody if you're having problems. If you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling pressure, stress in your relationship, at work, if you're depressed, if you have anxiety, the LA County Department of Mental Health is there for you. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. You can call their 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771, or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, Momo's here, Bergman's here, everybody's in the house, 710 ESPN. Hi, Momo's here. Bergman's here. I think it's working out good with Bergman in the studio.
Thank
you. It's kind of the third wheel.
I mean, I don't even have anything to make fun of you for.
This is a first today. Because usually it's you can find something.
We'll come up with something.
How about the pink shirt under the maroon sweater?
Oh, even that works.
No, that
works.
It works.
It works. All right.
So I'm not a big fan. Classy, debonair. Something. Your hair's done well.
I don't criticize anybody's clothing.
I just
that's
criticize
your job.
I criticize your clothing because it's fun.
Yes,
that's the only reason.
Yeah,
and you kind of look like Mr. Rogers.
Good for you. All right, so a new study ranking the top Major League Baseball stadiums in terms of concessions has found out that the Dodgers and the Angels rank pretty low. So here's how they determined it. Number of concession stands divided by the stadium square footage. So in other words, how many concession stands are there? Number of concession stands in comparison to the stadium's capacity. So there are, what is Dodger Stadium, 50,000?
Something like
50,000. So do they have enough concession stands for 50,000? Then the price of a beer per ounce.
Okay.
And the price of a hot dog. So they took all of these elements and put them together.
Okay.
56,000.
The best ranking was the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, wow. I would have gone with like Kansas City or something.
No, the Dodgers are number 27.
So, out of 30?
In other words,
or 32.
Expensive and not enough concession stands.
It's the expensive part of it, I think.
I think it's the expensive part.
To get a beer or a Michelada. Michelada is what, Laura, $26?
20-something.
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's out of control.
You pay for the beer.
You pay for the beer.
And then the Michelada mix on the side.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. It's expensive for a Michelada. So, I mean, I think the concession stands themselves, there's a lot of concession stands.
You like, have you can, a lot of good options.
Yeah, and they've got that whole center field section, which has got all those different restaurants. I like all that. I think it's just flat out the price.
The price is the whole thing. Yeah. Listen. And now with Shohei.
Oh, yeah.
Who just homered, by the way, in spring training.
Yep. Opposite field.
There you go.
Well, Oppo homer.
Yeah.
This is what you got to do. You just got to eat before the game. You gotta get one of those bacon wrap hot dogs that
take
the vendors.
Take your food inside.
Yeah.
By the way,
that's the thing, Momo. I explained this to people last week. You're allowed to bring food into Dodger Stadium.
You can bring a bottle of water as long as it's unopened. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can bring a no glass and no cans, but you can bring a bottle of water.
You can bring your Stanley in, can't you? Yes, no, I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
If it's empty,
probably. If it's empty. Yeah.
I don't know why you want to.
Yeah, I don't know why you would either. But
you can stop and get a smart water or whatever, and as long as you don't open it, they'll let you bring that in.
Pick up a hot... Well, they probably don't have those hot dog vendors at Dodger Stadium.
They do. If you stop... This is my pregame routine, okay? It's either going to be the shortstop or Grisados.
Grisados is great.
Grisados is delicious.
Yeah.
And if you do the shortstop, there are people selling tamales outside the shortstop or bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Yeah.
So you got food options outside. You can drink inside.
Walk up the hill.
You definitely can't drive after you drink at the shortstop.
So
you walk up the hill, you burn off some of that, but you're full because you ate from one of the ladies out front who's selling the awesome bacon-wrapped hot dogs or the tamales or whatever. And then you get to the stadium and, like, maybe you might want something in the fifth inning, but you don't have to go crazy.
Right.
You're not starving.
I still can't believe $26 for a Michelada.
That's crazy.
I will confirm, but it is pretty high.
It's right around that. I don't know the exact price.
I don't drink beer anymore. I drink the margaritas, like the one, you know, the margaritas.
I used to be like, I gotta show up and have two Dodger dogs. And like my thing.
Grilled,
and they're not worth it now. Yeah, they're not grilled.
They suck now.
I went to Camelback and I got a Dodger dog, and I've been on like a crazy diet, as you know.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm going to break my diet with the Dodger dog, the first dog of spring, okay? And it was just not worth it.
The Dodgers,
I was like, oh, I cheated for that? Like,
the Dodgers have the seventh most expensive hot dog in Major League Baseball.
Who has the most
worst
expensive
hot dog in Major League Baseball?
San Diego.
Really?
$7.75 for a hot dog.
Okay, tell me the top dogs.
San Diego, $7.75. The Giants, $7.50. Washington, $7. Colorado, $7. Texas, $7. Mets, $7. Dodgers, $6.50.
Wow.
So I guess $6.50 for a hot dog is...
That's okay.
It's okay. You can live with that.
It's a big hot dog.
It's not the most expensive. But Dodger dogs are not what they used to be.
No.
They're not as good.
No.
I miss Farmer John.
And they're kind of like boiled, and they don't seem grilled anymore.
And they're kind of mushy inside.
Yeah, like if it was grilled, you could kind of make up for the...
You have to go
the
right concession stand to get the grilled ones.
The grilled ones?
Yeah, there's different concession stands. Some are
The ones I had at Camelback, no bueno.
But they're not farmer drawn, and it's not the same. And people think I'm crazy, and I can't tell the difference.
You can't.
And also, I just won't get a hot dog anymore. I just don't need any need for a hot dog.
Helmet nachos.
Helmet nachos with the chicken or the carne asada, on point.
I'm a big helmet nachos guy.
Yeah, the King's Hawaiian roll out in center field.
Helmet soft serve.
All right, coming up next for you, going to do some What's Up, Fool. Momo's hanging out, and Bergman is here as well. Brian Cohen's back from being sick. Rich, after hitting that big parlay on Prize Picks.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Laura's in the captain's chair there. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris. It's producer Laura here.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, just saying. If you didn't know, now you know. Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
Don't know, now you know.
Thank you. I'm actually glad someone did that. A 12-year-old boy who ran away from home was found safe after spending a night at an Ohio Target. I mean, if you're going to run away, that's a pretty good spot.
You got everything there.
Yeah, you got everything from food, toys, place to sleep. But I wanted to know, did you guys ever run away when you guys were young?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, actually left the house?
Tell us.
No, okay. So I was visiting my relatives in... They live in a place called Young, Arizona. You can look at it on the map. Basically, the way to get there is you go to Phoenix, you drive an hour east, and then you drive another hour up a dirt road.
Okay.
It's, like, way out there.
Right.
Okay. And I was, like, 6 or 7. We went to go visit the kinfolk, okay? And they had... a lot of cousins. I had a lot of cousins who live out there. And just me and a couple of the cousins, we just wandered off down Cherry Creek. We just were like 6, and we just went walking.
How far did you go?
I think we were gone a couple hours. Like, like we were like 6 or 7, and our parents were like, "Where'd the kids go?"
Yeah.
And, like, we just, there's a place called Cherry Creek, and we just started walking, and our parents were pretty freaked out, but they were also like, when you're up in the country, and there's like, I don't know, I mean, I guess we could have got ate by a bear or something, but
yeah, but
okay.
you got back okay.
We
yeah.
turned around at one point. I don't even think we thought we were lost. We just...
Just walking.
Just,
I wonder if
off.
That even counts.
I was
going to
say, does that count as
well, they
running
were definitely
away?
Concerned.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I mean, my parents
old,
remember
sure.
this is a much differently than I do.
Yeah.
I was like, that was fun. We just went
for
a walk.
You ever run away from home?
So I was the type of kid that would pack a backpack. I'd put everything in
really?
There. I'd open up the door.
You threatened.
I'd stand at the front door.
I'm leaving.
And just look around.
And nobody cared.
Someone would come look for me. I'd step out. I'm leaving.
I'm mad.
And then I would just come back in, close the door, and go to my room.
What?
Yeah, I didn't leave.
Wow.
I was a little baby.
Yeah, I did run away when I was a sophomore at Bowling Green.
Really?
Yes. I was doing morning drive.
Okay. You were living at home?
No, I was, here's what happened. So I was doing mornings on radio in Toledo. I was going to Bowling Green. I was the president of my fraternity. I was starring in a play called The Real Inspector Hound at Bowling Green.
Okay.
I had all this stuff going on, and I was behind on schoolwork and all that stuff, so I just had a mental break, and I got
you're
into
just like, I'm out.
I withdrew every penny from the bank.
Whoa.
And I started driving. I was going to move to L.A.
Wow.
And I got as far as Indiana.
Wow.
Before I called home and said, I don't know what I'm doing. My mom said, just come back. So I went back, and I did all that stuff. But
I get it.
It's a big overcommitment for,
yeah.
for me when I was
yeah,
a boy.
You're trying to hold on a job and be a student.
Exactly.
Like, wow.
Yeah. Morning drive, yeah. you get up early, you're probably staying up late because you're in college.
Exactly.
What about when you were a kid, though? Did you ever try and leave the house and actually threaten to leave and not go or to go?
I don't want to tell any stories about that.
Okay. I've never been so lost in my life
yeah.
as when I could not find my car. We all have these stories.
Disneyland?
I definitely got separated from my parents a couple times. One time I was at a Dodger game.
Yep.
I like, grabbed some other guy's hand that I thought was my dad, and it was not my dad.
Yeah.
Very scary. But like they found me pretty quick. I don't know. But have you ever... I've never... been so lost is when you cannot find your car
it's
after
the worst.
A game.
It's the
it's
worst.
It's awful.
And you walk around and you're pressing the button.
Tears.
Hoping you hear that.
Please.
Holding the alarm down.
It's getting
the
later
alarm
and later.
Down.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
start to, well, I actually called security and was like, someone stole my car.
See, Dodger Stadium.
I've done that.
Dodger Stadium,
Dodger
is,
Stadium.
The, is the worst. is the worst for losing your car.
So now bad. You know that on your Maps app on your phone.
Oh,
it
tell
actually,
me, drop
no,
a
no,
pin.
No. Nothing about dropping a pin. Okay. It just tells
it
you,
you
where your car is. It says parked car.
Wait, hold on.
And you just walk to your parked car.
No.
If your car is a smart car or something.
It doesn't really do that, because at Disneyland...
I just did it on Sunday.
Okay, espérate.
Espérate.
But like, when I was at Disneyland, because there's levels, right? At the, like, if you're parked in Mickey and Friends.
Yeah.
So it tells me, you're here. And I was like, here where? Because I'm here, my car's not here. So it may be 3 floors up or 3 floors down. So it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right. Dodger Stadium, I've lost my car many times.
The worst, Dodger Stadium, I when I was a kid, we were at the Forum after a Laker game.
My mom and I got lost in the parking lot at the Forum when we went to see Imagine Dragons. And I'm like wandering around the parking lot, no clue. My mom at Imagine Dragons, she was so cute. She dyed her hair
thunder.
Like with a blue streak.
Thunder. Did she do it?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Somebody says you do not count as running away because you're in college.
Okay. Well, that's to me, it was running away.
It was running away from life and responsibility.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I think it counts.
What's that, Foo?
All right, guys. So I am a big anti-dog movie and the fact that it makes me cry.
Me too. Yeah, I know
dies.
What you're saying.
Okay. No, so, no movies like that.
Over the weekend, I saw a new trailer for Arthur the King. It's a dog movie.
Yeah, this is a Mark Wahlberg movie,
yeah,
right?
Mark Wahlberg. And their tagline at the end of the trailer was, "Don't worry, the dog lives."
Oh, that's
it.
So good.
Great. I might see it now.
That was my question to you. Mm-hmm. So that's a big change of actually going to go see the movie, knowing that it's not necessarily a sad tale. You're not going to cry your eyes out when the dog dies.
Yes, I think that
I
is a smart thing to mention, the dog lives. Because I'll tell you what, I can't see the ones where the dog dies at the
end.
I know people loved Marley and Me. It's like, I've already got trauma from losing dogs. I don't need to watch other people have trauma losing dogs. It's super hard.
My life
is
a dog.
Yeah,
Art of Racing in the Rain.
Oh, man, now the book I read. The book you should read. Okay. It's great. The movie starred Milo Ventimiglia.
I didn't see it, but
I thought it's not even close to the book. The book you got to read. It's written by Garth Stein.
Yeah. If a movie has a dog die, I'm out immediately.
Whenever, out immediately.
At any point I see the dog die, I'm like, that's it. Turn it off. Even if the movie's great, it's gone. Over.
Yeah.
Nope. Won't do it.
Yeah, me too. So give this one a check out, you know?
Excellent.
Dog lives.
What's that, foo?
All right, guys. What would you be willing to sacrifice to see your football team live? Because apparently, reportedly, some people had to have amputations due to attending the Chiefs game, and it was the fourth coldest NFL game ever in history.
Right.
So, I was like, I can't believe there was people there, but what would you be willing to sacrifice to see your team play?
We kind of had this conversation about whether or not we would give up something to see our team win. So, and I made a determination that the baby toe is useless, and I
absolutely
don't care
not.
If I lose
what?
My baby toe.
Yeah, it's totally what? Not useless.
Your baby
have you
toe
ever
does
broken
nothing.
Or
it's
stubbed
just,
that
it's
toe.
Just little. It's a little thing that doesn't do anything.
Do you know how much it hurts if you hurt that toe?
I would give
it's all
up.
Balance.
I would give
it
up a baby toe. To see the Rams win the Super Bowl, to see the Dodgers win the World Series, to see the Lakers win it, to see USC win a national championship. I would give up a baby toe for a team.
And then you'll fall over every time
you walk.
I would
not eat for...
I already fall over every time I walk.
I would do like a water fast or something for, I don't know how many days, 3, 4, or 5 days. I'd do a water fast.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it help? Yeah. Oh, you would do.
I would do that.
Oh, yeah, for a Raiders championship?
I'd give up food, drink, everything except for water.
Great. I'm in. I'll do
it
with you.
Okay, let's do it. If that means the Raiders are going to win.
Yeah.
A water fast for how long?
3 days.
Really?
I think if you do it for longer
how
than
long
that,
did
you might
Shadano
die.
Do? I think he
did. I think he did like 72 hours.
72 hours.
Yeah, that's
which
about
is
right.
crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
We could do it.
Yeah, we could do it. But
I mean, I don't really want to,
no,
but I would if I knew the Raiders would win.
To guarantee the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's not
good. And who wouldn't do that?
Yeah.
To guarantee a Super Bowl, I would do it in a second.
But also, to go to a football game, and sorry, I know you hit the button, but to go to a football game giving up something, I'd absolutely not. Of all sports, that's the only one that I'd be like, nah, I'm not giving up anything. To go watch it live? No. Not for football.
Yeah, we've had this discussion that Greg thinks, you
football,
know,
football is the most boring sport live there is.
Oh, I totally disagree with that.
I said
football
the same
is
thing.
So
out of
dramatic.
The four, out of the all four, it is the most boring, slow sport in sports.
I could not disagree with you more.
Thank you.
Could not disagree with you more. Do you think... So
baseball is great. It's fun to go to. You're outside. You're doing all
the things. I think football's fun. I don't know what you're talking about.
Basketball is exciting
fun.
Live.
The noise is fun.
There's a lot going on.
The
hockey is the best live sport.
Sam Lagana's yelling, whose house?
Soccer's
and I'm like, Rams
fun
house.
We I think gave, football goes by fast. When I watch it live, I
it's
think
like
it's
three
it
and a half hours.
But you have a good time. We gave, actually, I think DeMarco was in that day, and he kind of agreed with Greg, and I was like, you two are crazy. I was the only one over here. So I'm glad I got support here.
Take five sports. Football's on the bottom live sport.
Okay.
Baseball's top for me.
Baseball's
baseball live is best.
Great. Baseball is
hockey live.
Fun.
Hockey
live is great.
Good, yeah.
Basketball.
We're born again.
Basketball's great to be there, but I'll tell you, basketball is a great TV sport.
Sure. Yeah,
it
sure
looks it great on TV, and you get all the replays and all that stuff you don't get
round
at the arena.
Soccer live, good.
I mean,
soccer,
that's like,
LAFC is great.
LAFC's great. Yeah.
Football's at the bottom.
Yeah,
for
I love
you,
football.
For you.
For me.
For me.
Sure.
Yeah,
for
football's,
I still like football.
Football's
I
number
like
one.
It.
Football's
like
number
it.
One for me.
But number
baseball's
one live?
Number two. Yeah.
Really?
I love football.
Oh, it's
I
so
love
slow.
Football.
So many timeouts, so much stoppage. There's just, it's a
there
slow,
is a lot of stopping.
It's a slow game.
But it's so dramatic.
It's
you're
the
hanging
environment.
On every play.
You know what my mom used to say about football? She's like, I just don't, because I used to bring her to a lot of Stanford games when I was in college. She's like, football, I don't get it. It's just like run, crash. Run, crash.
And like legitimately, if you took only the plays from snap to ball being caught or being tackled, it's 15 minutes. The whole sport is 15 minutes if you push it all in.
Well, I mean, you take the last 2 minutes of an NBA game.
Well,
it generally lasts 45 minutes.
Well, that's forever, and they need to fix
that. It's ridiculous.
Get Adam Silver on the line and tell him to fix that.
All right, there you have it. I got a couple of really good nuggets for you.
Okay.
Next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.